Greetings, greetings. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Welcome to the Daily Bread. We find ourselves in a new month, the month of February. And if you've been to the stores, the grocery stores, wherever you shop, I'm sure you've seen all the chocolates, all the extra flowers they have stocked in the floral section, because of course Valentine's is synonymous with this month of February, amen, which means this Saturday is Valentine's. So of course, me sharing with you this Wednesday, February 11th, it fell on my turn. So I was praying a couple of days ago and trying to ask the Lord to help me be clever with a message for this Wednesday. And I hope that the Lord uses me to speak to you through this small devotional. Amen? But before we jump into all that, you know we always make the confession whenever we start our Sunday morning service or whenever we start the Daily Bread, which is where the Word of God will transform my life, and I will never be the same in Jesus' name. Amen? We're in a short month this February, and already 2026, we're speeding through. Amen? This is a very short month. Amen? So if you haven't gotten a hold of that confession by now, I encourage you to get a hold of it. Amen? As well as the confession that the Lord gave Pastor Jesse at the start of this year, which was, there isn't anything that God can't fix in 2026. Amen? Isn't the Lord good giving our pastor such catchy phrases? Amen? And good titles for his Sunday morning messages? Amen? Again, let me welcome you here. If you are new around here, we welcome you. If someone invited you, somebody mentioned this, and you came to see what they were talking about, we welcome you. Amen. We welcome you to First His Kingdom Family Church Ministries. Amen. All we ask is you give us the rest of this month. Stay connected with us. Amen. We do a devotional every Wednesday evening, and the last Wednesday of every month, the pastors have a healing service. Amen. And I always give a homework assignment where if you come across anyone that's battling some symptoms, fighting some symptoms, this has been aching, that's been cracking, this has been sore, this or that, that's a perfect opportunity to invite them to our healing service the last Wednesday of this month. Amen? Actually, every month, every last Wednesday of the month is our healing service. Amen. But I'm sure all of you out there already know that. You're probably sitting there thinking, yes, Andrew, we know. But it bears repeating. Amen. So again, this Saturday is Valentine's. So I thought I would share a little devotional on the topic of love. Amen. Seeing how this month is February, it's synonymous with the Valentine's. Amen. So, let's dive right into this. I will try and keep this short. Amen? Short and sweet, huh? Okay. Now, if you have your Bible or you're taking some notes, amen, or you want to jot it down and then go back and read in your Bible, you can do so. Amen? We're going to be reading the scripture or reading out of the scripture or reading out of the book of Romans. And the scripture I'm going to give you is found in Romans chapter 5, verse 8. Romans chapter 5, verse 8. Amen? It says, but God demonstrates his own love towards us, in that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. Amen? Did you catch that? It says, but God demonstrated his own love towards us. Amen? In that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. Amen? You know, some of us, or some of you out there, might be listening, and you might be several years into being a Christian. Some of you might have been a Christian for a good while. Amen? Like a good chunk of time. Amen? And it's always good for us to take a moment and think, but not to dwell on, at one point, we were all sinners. Amen? Lost. No hope. And what does it say right here in Romans chapter 5, verse 8? It says, but God demonstrate his own love towards you and me. In while that we were still sinners, Christ died for us. Amen? If that doesn't get your spirit man excited, if that doesn't bubble up some joy in you, amen, just take some time and read that in your own Bible, in your own translation, amen? But the key there is that Christ died for you and me, amen? If that's not love, if that doesn't show us how much God loved us, I don't know what else would show that, amen? Now, let's read on. It says, I was the worst of them all, and yet you still love me. Amen? You know, some of us have a very, very bad past. Some of us, not so much. Amen? Some of us might even think, you know, I wasn't really bad, you know? But either way, good or bad, we're finding out that God demonstrated his love for us, that he sent Christ to die for you and me. Amen? That even though we might have not been a bad sinner, or even if we were the worst sinner in our family, amen? God wanted to show his love to each and every one of us by sending Christ to die for us. Amen? It says, thank you, Father, that you loved me in spite of what I was. Amen? It says, you didn't look at my faults and failures, but you looked at what you wanted to see in me. Amen? It says, but you looked at what you wanted to see in me. Amen? You know, there'll be times, a perfect example was just before Christmas, the week of Christmas, Pastor Jesse was fighting symptoms. Amen. Got a bit of a bit under the weather. Amen. And then as Pastor Rose and I were trying to nurse him back to health, well, wouldn't you know, whatever was coming against Pastor Jesse, well, it jumped on Pastor Rose. So then Pastor Rose started coming under the weather. So Nurse Andrew checked in, and I was looking after both of them. Pastor Jesse was bunkered down in his office, and Pastor Rose in the pastor's master bedroom. And I was going back and forth and keeping an eye on both of them. And at nights, I would stay up just so I could keep a ear open on Pastor Rose to make sure she was asleep, getting good sleep. Amen? And several times during that period, I was sleeping on the couch, and a couple of nights in a row, matter of fact, you know, the devil started bringing up some bad things when I was in California, just before I moved back here in 2018. And trust me, it came out of the blue. And I sat there for a while, and you know, it hurt. It hurt, and I started thinking back, and thinking back at some of the bad things that I had gotten myself into. But what does it say right here? It says, you didn't look at my faults and failures, but you looked at what you wanted to see in me. Amen? So as much as the devil was throwing all that junk from my past, amen, a couple of days in a row, amen, finally I said, no, you know, that was past is past. I'm here now. Amen. I'm not that same person. I'm different. Amen. I'm a new creature. Amen. It says, how I praise you, Father, that you let your son die for me because you love me, because the love for me was so great that you were willing to let his blood be shed to save me. Amen. When God sent Jesus and Jesus died on the cross and his blood was shed, that wiped out all of our sins. Amen. That cleansed us. That brought us into the right standing before our Heavenly Father. Amen. It says, I receive your love and enjoy it every day because I remember what that love was willing to do. Amen. Sometimes we forget that. You know, I'll be the first to say, sometimes I take it for granted. Amen. But this is just a small reminder of showing how much God, our Heavenly Father, how much Jesus loved us. Amen. How much he loved us. It says, it thrills me when I realize that I didn't have to clean myself up in order for Jesus to be willing to die for me. Amen. That's the good thing if you are ever ministering to someone who you're witnessing. You know, a lot of times they feel like, man, I got to get my act together before I accept Jesus, or I got to clean this up, or I got to stop this habit. No. Jesus loves us where we're at. Amen. And he wants us to accept him. Amen. And then allow him to do the cleaning up for us. Amen. It says, let's see. Again, it says, that was such a, it thrills me when I realize that I didn't have to clean myself up in order for Jesus to be willing to die for me. Amen. It says, he is willing to do it. He was willing to do it when I was a miserable character. Amen. How good is that? Amen. So, to wrap this up in a nice little bow, just take a little bit of time. I'm not asking you to drudge up the past, but since we're getting ready to head into Valentine's and that's the world celebrating love, we know what true love is. Amen. True love is that God sent his son to die for each and every one of us that we might spend eternity with him. Amen. And that his love, with his love, he sees the good in you and us. Sorry, you and I. Amen. Even though we were as sinners with filthy rags. Amen. That God loved us so much that he shed his blood. That what? That washed us and cleansed us and put us. Excuse me. Excuse me. Put us right in right standing with our Heavenly Father. Amen. So I hope you got a little bit out of God loves me no matter what. Amen. I'm not sure if I gave this a title, but the title was God loves me no matter what. Amen. And that is what it was true, is that before we were Christians, before we gave our lives to Jesus, he loved us no matter what. Amen. So if you take anything away from this small devotional that you're listening, is that God loves you. Jesus loves you. Amen. He shed his blood to cleanse you, to cleanse your sin, to get you back into right standing with our Heavenly Father. Amen. And that we can spend eternity with him when he returns. Amen. So a little excitement, a little joy, a little love. Take this small devotional with you the rest of this week. Amen. I'm not saying there's anything bad about celebrating Valentine's this Saturday. Trust me, I don't want that to come across as I'm trying to bash Valentine's or anything like that. No. It's another man-made holiday, and I understand, you know, when I was not a bachelor, you know, when I dated here and there, or I was in a relationship here and there, you know. For the ladies, we know Valentine's is a big, big holiday for them. So, trust me, I know what Valentine's is all about. So, not trying to bash it, enjoy it, but just know that the true, there's true love in what Jesus did for us, which was die on the cross, shed his blood so that we may be cleansed and put in right standing with our Heavenly Father and eventually spending eternity in heaven. Amen. So have a blessed, blessed, blessed rest of this week. Amen. We appreciate each and every one of you tuning in, listening in, whenever that may be. We never want to miss an opportunity to thank you and say how much we appreciate your faithfulness. Amen. I tell Pastor Rose when I upload the message, it gives us a little tracker on how many people listen in and this and that. And I always tell her how we started this way back when during COVID. And a lot of you, we hope, are still the ones listening in. Amen. So we say thank you so much for your faithfulness. Amen. And God sees you. God sees the time that you set aside to listen. And that's most important. And you will be rewarded. Amen. Rewarded, rewarded, rewarded. Amen. So have a blessed rest of this week. We'll see you right back here next Wednesday with Pastor Rose. Amen. Again, if you have anyone close to you fighting some symptoms, amen, invite them to tune in the last Wednesday of this month for our healing service. Amen. Jesus always shows up to our healing service. Amen. So have a blessed rest of this week. Enjoy the weekend to come. Amen. And we'll see you right back here next Wednesday with Pastor Rose.